After problems with the public water system, a boil water notice is issued for certain areas of Haines. And a bear wounded by a Skagway police officer may still be alive. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Borough is telling residents in certain areas of town to boil their water before drinking it. The boil water notice went out Monday evening to residences in these areas: Small Tracks, FAA, Tower Road, and Highland Estates. Over the weekend, the borough's main water supply was blocked, and storage tanks drained so low that some neighborhoods were left with brown water or dry taps. Borough officials say the boil water notice is a direct result of the transmission issues. The water pressure that minimizes the risk of impurities was lacking, and so the borough is required by the Department of Environmental Conservation to issue a boil notice. A release from the borough says maintenance is being done to restore water flow and correct the problem. Residents in the Small Tracks, FAA, Tower Road, and Highland Estates areas should use an alternate water source or boil their tap water. The boil notice will remain in effect until water pressure is restored and the water is tested for bacteria. Here's more on the issues that led to the boil notice. On Sunday afternoon, Fort Seward resident Merrill Loudon drove to the Mud Bay Spring to get 8 gallons of drinking water.
Do you usually get your drinking water from here?
Oh, no, not usually. I'm lazy. I don't like to haul water. If I don't have to, I'm running out the tap, you know, which is wonderful.
Loudon first heard about the water problems when she went to the Pilot Light restaurant Sunday morning. Restaurant owner Eric Forrester says he was preparing for the brunch rush when he noticed something different about the tap water.
Yeah, it came out incredibly brown, super dark, almost looked like coffee.
It got down low in the tanks where a lot of sediment sat, and so while there's nothing really wrong with it, it just doesn't taste good and it's not pleasant to drink.
That's Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan. He and other public works staff were at Lily Lake Sunday trying to figure out what was wrong with the pipe that supplies water from the lake to the treatment plant. Efforts that afternoon to clear the line of an apparent airlock weren't successful, and the borough put water restrictions in place. Then,
we had a big step forward last night, finally, at about 8:30. We think we sucked some of the air out of the line and prevented some of the airlock. So it's flowing pretty good right now, but not as good as we'd like.
On Monday, Ryan said they were letting the water that was getting through flow to the treatment plant to try to replenish the reserves. The Lily Lake supply is being supplemented by Crystal Cathedral's well water, also known as Wellfield, which is a backup source for the borough.
And right now we're making water. With Wellfield, we think we're pumping out about 400,000 gallons a day, which is about 50,000 gallons more than we think we'll use in a day, especially if we can keep this water restriction on. And so we're trying to catch up. And then if we do, tomorrow we'll go hopefully make some more improvements on the water line.
Ryan says another reason the water store is drained so low is because the Tower Road tank is out of commission. The borough is waiting on a state permit for a tank roof replacement. Normally, that container provides a buffer for the municipal system to draw on. Ryan says the borough has also been trying to avoid funneling Crystal Cathedral's well water into town because the lower water quality can impact businesses. Last month, the Haines Brewery expressed concern when the borough used well water, saying it affects their product.
So we've really been playing this kind of game to try to keep people in better water so they can stay in business and be happier at their houses and draw this tank down lower, but this hiccup is now a greater impact, obviously, because we were running our tanks lower. So now we've turned Wellfield back on, and that is, we're going to have to live with it.
Using Lily Lake and the Crystal Cathedral's well, Ryan hopes to get the water supply back up to the safe zone. A burn ban was put in effect this weekend, partly because of the dwindling water stores. Ryan said Monday afternoon that some residents on Highland Drive, Young Road, and Bjornstad Street were still without water. He said borough staff were working to get service to those areas as soon as possible. Forrester at the Pilot Light said they've been using bottled water for everything since Sunday.
So we had to go and use bottled water for sanitation for bleach buckets and washing hands, and it was bad.
A water use restriction was still in place Monday afternoon for municipal water customers. That means people should refrain from things like watering lawns, washing vehicles, or other non-essential uses. A troublesome brown bear was shot and severely wounded by a Skagway police officer on Saturday night in a Dyea campground. The injured bear has not been seen after it hobbled into the Taya River early Sunday morning. But National Park Service officials are warning the public to be alert of a potentially dangerous situation. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The officer responded to campers, shouting and honking their car horn in an attempt to scare away the curious bear. The officer loaded his shotgun in an attempt to haze the Bruin. Hazing usually involves non-lethal rubber bullets and noisemakers meant to scare pesky wildlife. But the unnamed officer accidentally loaded the gun with a lethal slug. He hit the bear in its hind end.
And so after being shot, the bear ran away from the campground.
That's Ben Hayes, chief of interpretation for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway. He says Park Service rangers responded after the bear had been shot with the slug. Together, employees from both agencies tracked the bear for several hours.
The bear was observed swimming across the Taya River towards an island and was later tracked entering the river downstream of the island as it became dark. The bear was observed walking with great difficulty and is believed that the bear most likely succumbed to the river current as it was in a greatly weakened state.
Hayes says rangers involved reported that the bear was leaving a trail of blood behind it and moving, quote, very slowly and deliberately. Park staff and members of the police department met Monday morning to discuss the incident. There have been no further signs of the bear on the riverbank since early Sunday morning, but Hayes says it's not known for sure whether the bear actually died from its wound.
So right now we're treating the area like the bear may be still alive. And Skagway Police Department officers and National Park Service rangers are maintaining an increased presence in Dyea in the coming days.
The Park Service says the bear was shot once, but according to a Facebook post by the Skagway Police Department on Sunday morning, the officer and the National Park Service rangers tracked the injured bear and shot it a second time. It's still unclear if the bear was shot once or twice. The officer on duty in Skagway did not return a call from KHNS by press time. Again, here's Hayes.
That is not the information I have. I don't want to say it's incorrect, but this is the information I have, is that the bear was shot once.
The police department is urging people in the area to be on, quote, heightened alert and call authorities immediately if the injured bear is spotted. Hayes says people can call 911, or if there's no cell service, use the emergency phone at the ranger station. Hayes says at the Monday meeting, the group deduced that the bear shot by police was likely the same adolescent male that's been getting into garbage in Dyea. He says, as always, people should secure garbage and other attractants, or better yet, invest in an electric fence. He says the Skagway PD and the Park Service are working on bear management strategies and training opportunities to prevent something like this from happening again.
The last thing we want to do is to harm a bear unnecessarily.
Earlier this summer, two bears were shot by Parks Canada wildlife employees on the Canadian side of the Chilkoot Trail after a bear broke into a food storage cabin. Hayes says three bear shootings in less than a month is worrisome, but protecting the public is paramount.
It's always a concern whenever bears are put down. And again, our main objective is to protect the flora and fauna in the park. But the number one priority is visitor and employee safety at all times.
Both the police and Park Service will be scanning the area regularly for the next several days. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
An apparent human-caused fire Sunday afternoon left a forested section of Chilkat State Park with minimal damage, according to the Haines Fire Chief. Volunteer Fire Department Chief Greg Palmieri says the fire took 3 hours to extinguish using water pumped from the ocean. Palmieri says the fire damaged about a tenth of an acre near the state park boat launch. He says it was likely human-caused, although there was no sign of a campfire. Something as simple as a discarded cigarette could have sparked the flames. Palmieri says there will not be any further investigation. A burn ban is currently in effect for the Haynesboro because of a water shortage problem and dry weather. Palmieri says if the forecast is correct, there should be enough rain this week to lift the ban by the weekend. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.